Oh my God, the first storyteller's me!
So Laura and I, we've never done this. We threw our names in, both of us, because we were like, well, just in case no one.
And LW, and I was going to, yeah. I wanted Jessica to pick it up and be like, who's LW?
No, it would immediately be like, it's Laura. But I'm so excited. Okay, so we're going to hear Laura Wexler's story about nightlife.
I feel like people will think this is an elaborately constructed show just for me to be the center of attention, but it's really not. So when I graduated college, I got to watch the 3 minutes, all right? You can ding me if you want to. I really wanted to travel around and get material for being a writer because I had read On the Road, and I wanted... All right. I had read On the Road, and I wanted to do the same thing. So I had a friend, we graduated, we worked over the summer, and then in the fall, so this was 1993, so I'm aging myself, we went out to an Indian reservation in South Dakota, and we worked there for a couple months, and I wrote a lot of really terrible poems about being there, and we finished our time there, and then we sort of set out camping all over, and everywhere we went, honestly, people were like, what are you doing? You're these two young women. Why are you out, like, just rambling around? And, like, the more I got asked, the more it enraged me that people were surprised or couldn't understand why two young women would want to be out, like, rambling around, like, doing the thing that, you know, so many legendary men and male writers had done. And so I was even more determined to have adventures and gather material. So, I guess it must have been like late November, early December, of 1993, we decided to go to Baja, California. And so we were driving around in my, Toyota Camry station wagon that had been supplied by my parents. And by the way, they were paying my health insurance and doing all this other stuff so I could, quote, adventure. And so the thing about driving into Mexico is that, you know, you have to have a special license. You have to do all this stuff that, I guess, and there's always this chance that, like, you're going to be hijacked by bandits and potentially kidnapped and stuff like that. Or there was at the time. Probably still is. So I wanted to have adventures. I wanted to, like, have a pair of balls and be, like, a male writer. But I also asked my parents, like, are you okay with me taking the car into Baja, California? And they were not. They were not okay with that. My parents are extremely security conscious, and they could only think of bad things happening if I took the car into Baja, California. So instead, what we did was leave the car on a street in San Francisco. And no, not in San Francisco, San Diego, and get on a bus and travel 12 hours down into the peninsula of Baja, California on a bus, which would have been a lot of material, but I get extremely motion sick. So it was terrible. It was hell. But anyway, we got there, and it was off season, so no one else was there. It was just me and my friend. Look, you know, we stuck out. She had red hair and freckles all over. I, you know, look like I do. And there was nobody in town. It was a small village called San Felipe, and which I think, like, ballooned when there were people there, but there was no one there. But there were two. So we went out to a bar. We got a hotel, put our stuff there, went out to a bar. And we met two American guys who were in town. And we proceeded to just get really, 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 really drunk on tequila. Very drunk. And I'm sure that we were the complete assholes and just stupid fools. And when I woke up the next morning, after I projectile vomited all over our bathroom, I realized that my purse was gone. And in my purse was my passport, my car keys for my car back in San Diego, and the plane tickets that I was using to fly home for Christmas and then I was going to return back to my adventure. These were paid for by my parents, so all that was gone. So, and I was hungover like you don't believe, like you just could not believe. So we went to the police, and they, of course, asked us, like, who were you with? Who could have done this? And we mentioned that we were with these American guys. And so they immediately glommed onto that. And I believe the American guys may still be in a Mexican prison as a result of that. I'm kidding, sort of. But in any case, I had no passport, no money, no key. I mean, this was exactly what my parents had said was going to happen. And I couldn't think of anything to do but go back to the U.S. And so that day, again, after like tequila, vomiting, I mentioned, I think, that I get motion sick anyway, got on this bus, like horrible bus ride back to California, where like you were like at this, the bus was on the side of a cliff, and all you looked down and all you saw was the carcasses of the previous buses that had fallen off the cliff. And I got home, and I called my parents. I told them what happened. They were very disappointed. And they bought a new flight, a new ticket, so I could go home. And so I flew home. I had like a normal holiday. Then we flew back. And the thing that I realized is like all I wanted was to have all these adventures, but I really wasn't good at having adventures, to be honest. I really couldn't like go that crazy. Like I could do stupid stuff, but I actually couldn't, like, I wasn't Kerouac. Like I was Kerouac if he had like still wanted to really please his parents and not get in trouble, you know? So that's my nightlife. And really, I couldn't drink tequila for so many years. And I do think those guys are fine. I think they're fine. They must have gotten back. So that's my story.